This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian drones struck wealthy districts of Moscow on Tuesday, Russia said, in what one politician called the most dangerous attack on the capital since World War II, while Kyiv was also hit from the air for the third time in 24 hours. Aerial strikes on targets far from the front have intensified amid a stalemate on the ground, with Russian forces entrenched along an extended line in Ukraine's east and south. If Ukraine was responsible for Tuesday's drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Wednesday North Korea appeared to have fired a ballistic missile and the government was analyzing the details. He added there was currently no reports of damage following the launch. North Korea attempted to launch what it called a space satellite over the sea to the south on Wednesday, South Korea's military said earlier, as the nuclear-armed North seeks to gain ground in a regional space race. This is VOA News. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Tuesday, Uganda's anti-LGBTQ bill violates the Constitution and urged the country's judiciary to review it. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The proposal signed into law by President Yoweri Museveni is considered one of the harshest in the world and carries the death penalty for what the law calls aggravated homosexuality. A UN spokesperson later said there was a whole range of violations, including the rights to life, equality, and non-discrimination. Uganda's government rejects the criticism and says it's adhering to the Constitution. Activists in Uganda on Monday filed a complaint against the new law at the Constitutional Court.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Under fire from conservatives, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hunting votes from fellow Republicans for the debt ceiling deal. The Republican speaker urged skeptics Tuesday to look at the quote-unquote victories in the package he negotiated with President Joe Biden. The White House and congressional leaders are working to ensure passage in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. The full House is expected to vote Wednesday. Officials say the U.S. risks default June 5th. Rosalynn Carter's family says the wife of the 39th president, U.S. president, has dementia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Carter family says the 95-year-old former first lady is happily at home in Georgia with former President Jimmy Carter, who has been receiving hospice care since February. The family has not disclosed any specific diagnosis for either. The Carters are the longest married first couple in American history at 77 years. The family notes Rosalynn Carter has spent her public life advocating for mental health awareness and for people in caregiving relationships with loved ones. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A mayor in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa says 5 city of Davenport residents are missing, including 2 people who could still be in the wreckage of a partially collapsed apartment building. Critics have accused the city of moving too quickly toward demolishing the building, which partially collapsed Sunday afternoon. Tenants had been allowed to remain even as bricks began falling from the building. A woman was rescued Monday after authorities initially said no one was left inside. No fatalities have been reported. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.